News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. ECZ sets dates for Chitambo's Muchinka Award by-election. Farmers in Chililabombwe complain over delayed payments. In international news, African leaders call for formal recognition and repatriations for colonial-era crimes. And in sports, government expresses concern over insatiable appetite for allowances. And now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has set 31st December 2025 as the date to elect a new councillor for the Muchinka ward in Chitambo district. The announcement was made during a pre-planning briefing by ECZ officer Mr. Steve Nyondo. He also confirmed that nominations for the by-election will take place on 9th December 2025. Now, the Muchinka ward seat became vacant after a tribunal constituted by the Honorable Chief Justice found Councillor Sidney Mwelwa guilty of violating the Local Government Code of Conduct under the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 due to his absence from three consecutive council meetings. The Oasis Forum says it decided to pull out of the dialogue on the constitution amendment process when it became clear that the government was adamant on its position to continue with an illegality. Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe says that they do not believe the dialogue is tenable when the underlying concerns remain unaddressed. Ms. Katebe says the current process is in breach of the orders of the Constitutional Court. She adds that therefore continuing the process based on Bill 7, which the government insists on, is effectively rubber stamping Bill No. 7, whose initiation the Constitutional Court declared a nullity due to a lack of mandatory broad public consultations in the framing of the proposed amendments. Social economist Kelvin Tsanga says the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has increased fuel pump prices for December, reflecting the impact of a weaker kwacha and rising global oil costs. Mr. Tsanga says the adjustment is expected to automatically raise the transport, production and distribution expenses, putting upward pressure on the cost of living. He says key sectors likely to get affected almost immediately are the agriculture, manufacturing and the logistics sector, as this will face increased operational costs which may lead to higher commodity prices. He further says the fuel hike also poses a renewed inflationary spike and risks at a time when stability is seen improving. The economist says development further highlights the need for stronger energy diversification, enhanced efficiency in the supply chain, and sustained policy measures to protect consumers and support economic resilience. An opposition leader has criticized the decision to declare the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant while the lawmaker mourns her father, the sixth late President Edgar Lungu, who remains unburied. Charles Chanda, leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, says the move wastes scarce public funds for a by-election just months before general elections. Mr. Chanda argues that the action shows the extremes politicians will pursue for power. Now, his comments follow Speaker Nelly Muti's declaration that the Chawama parliamentary seat is now vacant because the Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, has been absent for months.
It is just strange that there is this perception that we must all behave normal as citizens, as if we haven't lost a former Republican president. Here it has got nothing to do whether you liked the former president or you didn't like him. The issue here is that God allowed him to rule this country, and therefore he deserves to be buried with dignity. So the issue now is, do we have money to have a by-election before a general election? Should the elections go on and somebody will be voted, what is the person going to do? He must be paid gratuity for being an MP maybe for 2 to 3 months for doing nothing. I think we are losing somewhere as a country, and traditionally.
Agriculture News.
Farmers in Chilabombwe district on the Copper Belt province have complained over the delayed payments for the maize they supplied to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Speaking to One Love Radio News, the farmers say the delay will affect the ongoing farming season negatively as they are unable to purchase farming imports such as seed and fertilizer. The farmers have urged the FRA to consider making the payments in the shortest possible time to enable them to purchase farming imports and plant on time. The farmers have also lamented over the lack of proper communication regarding the exact debt. The money will be paid from the FRA, and it's proving to be a very costly activity as they have to visit the FRA offices on a daily basis.
Tue ilishani yako mwebuteko mchilabombwe. Tue chi mkuma yoku nani ku mku tuwala matawa kuchimfunshi tuwanaka mku tumukula sempela. Nomba na mku mpia konse ture sempela. Oloko ture oloko ukuya no kuweloko tuikala maite kwa achi. So na kumanya 1 week sha fore mpia. Shira biyala no kubiyala. Apa kuchina lefo kushita matawa. Rechi jonse wayazi yota kuti. Wayazi yota kuti. Ture lomba yukuri imo mwebuteko. Ukuchi mwinga tufuwa ila kwen shira imi. Oyo mwinga angu shamwe fintu iya ba fama apa kuchi mwa nani ama banki yengi mwa sana nganya wabafole la koko don't chupa mope nfye impi ya tule fola na 02 te chupa tataki epo na apelera tule ilisha nye mwe uteko mtu afuilishe eko next year chika befi.
We now take a break to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
African leaders meeting in Algiers on Sunday called for colonial era crimes to be formally recognized, criminalized and compensated for through an African Union-backed operations process. The AU resolution was passed a summit in May that pushed to define colonization as a crime against humanity. Current international law does not explicitly outlaw the practice. Now participants stress the massive economic damage done by colonization in Africa as European powers plundered the continent's natural resources such as gold, diamonds and rubber, leaving communities impoverished. The economic cost of the colonialism in Africa is believed to be staggering, with some estimates putting the cost of plunder in the trillions. Algeria's Foreign Minister Ahmed Attaf says hosting the meeting in his country was symbolic given Algeria's experience under French rule. A legal framework, he added, would ensure restitution is seen as neither a gift nor a favor.
The number of people confirmed dead from flooding in Indonesia has risen to more than 500. Almost an equal number are missing. Rescue workers are struggling to reach devastated areas of Sumatra. Sri Lankan officials say the extent of flood damage in the country is only now being revealed as relief workers cleared blocked roads. 340 people have died there. There's also been destruction in Thailand, Malaysia and the Philippines. Two former heads of UK Special Forces have been accused of suppressing evidence of war crimes. The claims